Welcome to Dinner Audio Interview 4140.
Identify a person who has had a significant influence on you and explain the influence.
That would be my mom. And I've been living with her the whole life. And she's the one taking care of me and my family. She teaches me every lesson since I was 1 year old to now. She teaches me how to do homework at school and that's the first lesson is she taught me how to drive a bicycle or something. And the time with her is a treasure for me. Yeah.
What do you aspire to be?
Right now, I want to be an engineer.
How would you describe yourself as a human being?
I'm a patient person. Very patient. Loyalty. I'm kind of quiet sometimes, and sometimes I don't want to talk to so many people. Yeah.
Describe the world you come from and how that world has shaped who you are.
I'm from a big city in Vietnam. It's 8 million people in small city, so it's very crowded and very busy. So I'm used to that. So used to the fast pace, so I try to do as fast as I can. I walk fast and do homework fast and think fast.
Does any specific attribute, quality, or skill distinguish you from everyone else? How did you develop this attribute?
The most quality from myself is the patience. And I'm patient for everyone. I give them time to done their trial and yeah.
What do you think are the most admirable qualities a person can have and why?
The most admirable quality a person can have is responsibility, and they need to respond to what they are doing, and they need to respond what will happen if they done something.
What quality do you like best in yourself, and which quality do you like least?
The least is sometimes lazy, and I just postpone thing and should done. And the best is, like I said before, I'm patient and loyalty.
What quality would you most like to see flourish, and which quality would you most likely to see wither?
The most thing I don't like the most is liar. And the thing I expect from everyone is responsibility. That's the thing.
What kind of values did your parents instill in you that you'd like to pass on to your own children?
My parents, they value education, so they want their children to learn and study more and more, so that's the thing I want to pass on to my children.
Tell me how you like to spend time with your family.
The time I spend with my family is mostly at night at the dinner and watching the television together. So that's the time I value.
Tell me about the most cherished present you've ever received for your birthday or holiday, and why was it so special?
Well, I'm usually don't celebrate my birthday, but the most cherished gift I received from my parents is a resort for my that's like when I was in ninth grade and I passed the graduation from middle school, and that's the present from them.
Tell me about some activities you enjoyed in your childhood.
I enjoy swimming and playing video games with my friends.
What is your favorite book, and what type of books do you enjoy?
Well, I don't read literature or novel, but I read many comic and anime. I mean, from the Japanese comic and Japanese movie. So yeah, there are many I can list, but yeah.
What is your favorite word and why?
The favorite word is try. I mean, you should try as soon as you can and try as hard as you can. Yeah.
What was the last book you read, movie you saw, and sporting event you attended?
The last book I read is from my literature class. Don't remember the name, but yeah. The movie I saw is Transformer, I think. Yeah, and sporting event. Well, I play badminton.
What do you do for fun? What are your hobbies?
Well, for fun, I go out with my friends, sing karaoke, go party with them, playing sport. Yeah, and hobby is swimming, soccer, and badminton. Those hobby.
Has anyone ever told you you resemble a particular celebrity?
No.
Evaluate a significant experience, achievement, risk you've taken, or ethical dilemma you have faced and its impact on you.
Well, the most risky thing I experimented is when I was 14, I broke my arm in a soccer game, and 3 months later, I broke it twice. I mean, the second, at the same place. So, yeah.
Choose a prominent person whom you'd like to interview and why.
A prominent person I'd like to interview is Henry. He's a soccer player.
First experiences can be defining. Cite a first experience that you've had and explain its impact on you.
First experience was learn how to ride a bicycle. And well, I fall out the first time, it's really hurt and I almost quit, but oh, and I look at my friends, they riding bicycles and there's so much fun, so I just try. Yeah.
Recall an occasion when you took a risk that you know now was the right thing to do.
Oh, that's learning how to swim. Because I really scared of water before, and it took me a long time to get to swim compared to my friends and all the classmates. But now I'm swimming pretty good, and I feel, yeah, pretty good.
Is there a work of art, piece of music, scientific phenomenon, mathematical theory, or piece of literature that has surprised, unsettled, or changed you? And in what way?
Something changed me is from those comic and anime book I read and during my entire teenager age and childhood. Those formed some personality from me.
Of everything in the world, what would you like to be doing right now?
Oh, I would love to travel right now. I would love to skip one semester right now and travel.
Where would you like to be the most?
I would like to be back to Vietnam right now the most.
Who would you prefer to be with at this moment?
With my friends.
What is your approach to life?
My approach to life is pretty simple. I want to get a good job, pay off my parents' house, and pay off my father's debt. Those are my approach.
What was the most difficult time in your life? How did you overcome these difficulties? How did your perspective on life change as a result of the difficulty?
The most difficult time in my life is just last year when my father had a heart surgery, and it were at the exact time I have the final exams. Then I need to manage my time. I need to go to hospital and spend the night with him, and then I have the final exam the next morning. And those I just work hard, and I don't know how. I think keep thinking like if my father get over the surgery, he want to see me successful in school, so I just want to try.
Describe your most rewarding experience.
The most rewarding experience. It's my first year at the college, and finished my first year. I was in the enlisted, so it's really rewarding.
Did you have a favorite board game when you were a kid?
Oh, I play chess. Yeah, it's a favorite.
Who is your favorite actor?
Tom Hanks and Will Smith.
What is your favorite dinner?
Sour soup. It's the Vietnamese sour soup and pork and fish. Yeah.
What's the craziest thing you have ever done?
Oh yeah, when I was 18, I raced my motorcycle. Is the craziest thing ever.
What is the first thing you do in the morning?
Oh, the first thing I do in the morning is brush my teeth.
What is something you wish you could do but you can't?
Have more time to study, for last semester I didn't spend much time to study.
You are majoring in engineering. When did you first become interested in this field?
The first and second year in college, I didn't choose to be an engineering. I want to be a pharmacist or a medical technologist. But since I took all the math class and physics and chemistry, I realized that math and physics is the most interesting subject in all class, so I just want to do that.
What are your plans upon graduation?
I want to work first, get some experience, and maybe go for a master's degree.
If you could choose any career, what would you be?
CEO would have a good knowledge about engineering and both be engineering and business.
If you could take a snapshot of your life 10 years from now, what would you be doing?
From 10 years from now?
Yeah.
Well, I would say that I will have family, wife, maybe one kid, and working as an engineer full time.
What would you consider a romantic evening?
Pretty simple for me is having dinner at some fancy restaurant and watching, then go to a movie later. Yeah.
What qualities do you look for in a potential mate?
Just be respectful and responsibility.
What is the nicest thing you could do for your significant other?
I really pay attention to detail, so if I have a girlfriend and say tomorrow is very cold, so I would send her a message and remind her it's very cold and dress well tomorrow. That's it.
Why did you decide to participate in this donor program?
Well, first of all, I must say I'm a student, and financial is the priority for me. And the second thing is I want to do something for the society, for the community.
Is there a message you'd like to add for recipients or offspring listening to this interview?
If that grow up and I want you to teach him or her to live responsibility and respectful.
This concludes Donor Audio Interview 4140.